Federico, you promised that you would tell people the story of your first pet's name.
Yes, yes. So my first dog, which unfortunately I did not enjoy and spend time with it as much as I would have in hindsight. So I was very little. I was like 6 or 7. And my dad came home one day with this dog, this like mix, a very small dog. It was sort of like a slightly bigger Chihuahua, basically. And so he had this incredibly misplaced idea of naming the dog because he thought it would be funny to give it an unscrutable name that was the combination of popular politicians at the time. I don't know where this idea came from, but basically he said, what if we just use the initials of popular politicians in Italy?
Every name for anything that is the initials of people involved in it is always a bad name. That
exactly.
It's and lazy and it's so bad.
This was the mid-90s. And as I mentioned, the dog's name was Bobudal. That is B-O-B-U-D-A-L, Bobudal. The name was the combination of three politicians, which in hindsight, I kind of personally despise. Like growing up, my dad and I have very different political views, but that's a different story. Anyway, that was the combination of Bossi, Buttiglione, and D'Alema, which were three politicians in Italy in the mid-90s. That was around 96? No, it was 94 or 95. It was 95. Mm-hmm. So that was a very, extremely bad name. What's even worse, though, is that, like, I was too little to, like, the way that I treat my dogs now, my two dogs now, is entirely different from the way that, the kind of relationship that I have with that dog. But I was so sad because after not even a year, my parents took my dog away from me.
Damn.
And they gave him to some friends who lived in a different town, in a different region of Italy, actually. And they told me that it was for the best because they had a very large villa with lots of trees, lots of room, lots of, like, it was a very large garden where the dog would be able to run around. And I was very sad that, like, I was actually opposed to this idea. And I told them, but why can't we just keep him? We can just take him for walks, which I used to do. Like, I would take him for a short walk under our building when we used to live in Viterbo. But it was very, yeah, it was basically the equivalent of a farm upstate. But what's even worse is that years later, many years later, like I was in middle school, or I was in the, or maybe even the first year of high school. So, like, imagine 8 years later or something. They kept telling me, "Oh yeah, Bobudal is fine. He's so happy. Everybody knows him in town." And they told me years later that it actually died many years before, and they never told me. Like, it was a very messed up story from start to finish.
So when did Bobudal die?
Bobudal died after 4 or 5 years, I think.
Right.
But for 10 or something, they kept telling me that he was fine. And I was so upset. Like, I should probably talk to a therapist about this, but this is one of the many issues that I have with my dad.
So we're walking into dangerous territory here, boys.
So, I just wanted to talk about the name, but the whole thing was I kept thinking about it and I got upset just thinking about it. Just how the whole thing went down and the lies that they told me. It was not my brightest hour in terms of my relationship with my parents, especially.
Have you ever asked your mom, like, as an adult, like, what the actual deal was with the dog?
Oh man, I've asked her many things of what the actual deal was. Let me tell you.
Has she ever given you satisfactory answers for any of these things?
Not at all.
No.
Wait, is that why you prank her?
Oh, she's pranking you back, my friend. This has been a long game played by Mama Tichy.
Let's talk briefly about one of my other life goals that I never shared with you guys.
Okay.
Because for the past few years, I have been convinced myself, like it's a thing that I've convinced myself, Sylvia doesn't believe me, my friends don't believe me, that eventually I will be able to participate in the Italian Big Brother. So this is
hang on a minute. We cannot just go past this one. So you, I guess I'm assuming, I think we've mentioned this recently, that you're a fan of the Big Brother.
Very much a fan. Very much a fan, yes. Yes.
And you are convinced that you will be on the show.
And not only that, but that they will call me and ask me to participate.
Ah, you see, now this was my second question, because this is
invited.
This is that thing where like people are like, I'd love to win the lottery, but yet they never play the lottery. I'm pretty sure to get on Big Brother, you have to apply, unless you get on Celebrity Big Brother, which I'm sorry to break it to you.
No, I'm not a celebrity in Italy. I'm not a celebrity at all anywhere. But I am convinced that it will happen. I don't know how. I just have this feeling inside of me. I just know that it will happen eventually. The stars will align and somehow I will participate. And now, you may make fun of me right now, but Sylvia just told me, just a few minutes ago,
that you're in?
This is maybe a first sign. Uh-huh. Just a few minutes ago, she told me, she texted me, and she told me that one of the... you know how on the Big Brother you have like the main host in the studio and you have also other talking people? One of those people who's actually a famous Italian actress just went to her school and she's signing up for a class because apparently this person wants to start dancing or whatever. So that's my first connection right there. This person, just out of the blue, now has a connection to Sylvia. So maybe it's fate. Maybe, but I do think
I'm not comfortable with the way that you're positioning this, where you're like, now all of a sudden, out of the blue, this person, that doesn't mean anything. It's just coincidence. There is a coincidence.
I don't believe
in
coincidences. I don't believe it. I think it's a first sign of the universe spinning its gears to find my place in the Italian Big Brother. And let me tell you, I will be an amazing participant in the Italian Big Brother.
Yeah, you would be. I know you well enough to know that you would game that show so bad and like really make everyone's life bad. Yeah.
I am competitive. I have stories to tell. I relate to people. I can listen to people. I say a lot
of
stupid things.
You can manipulate people and make them vote the way that you want them to. You know, all the good traits.
Now, my question would be, when I eventually find my way to the Italian Big Brother, you know how they organize surprises for the players, right?
Yeah.
If the TV network calls one of you, will you come pay me a surprise visit during
Definitely
the show?
Definitely, I would, yes. Awesome. There'll be no literally zero hesitation.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. Now we just need to wait for the universe.
Can I read a little bit from the Big Brother website? Uh-huh. This is the American Big Brother. I couldn't find this for the Italian show, but I think it's probably similar. So... are you ready for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity? If so, follow these steps to apply to Big Brother. Step 1, make a video. It is always recommended to pre-record a video so you can make sure you're doing, saying, and being exactly who you want to be.
Just listen to Connected. It's done.
Here's 700 hours of audio. You'll know everything about me. However, if you're a, quote, on-the-fly kind of person, the site is equipped with a self-video recorder so you can just wing it. If that's what you prefer. So would you wing a video or would you plan it out and record and edit it?
He's saying that he doesn't want to make a video because he believes he should be just asked.
I will go in for the interview. They will have multiple interviews and I'll just talk to them and charm them with all my stories and my personality. That's my plan. I know they will call me because I have faith in the universe doing this for me as a favor from the universe. So,
what is the prize in Italian Big Brother? Apparently in the US it's $500,000.
The prize has been on the money. Well, money is the prize, but like I don't care about that. Fame is the prize,
fame
and
is
also
the prize, yeah.
Being inside the Big Brother house is the prize. Really, the experience.
What is what is the allure for you with the Big Brother house? Like, why do you want to do this?
I just feel like seriously, I just think it's a fun psychological experiment. Like, it's a fun social experiment to be locked up with a bunch of other random people and to first of all, not have a phone, be completely disconnected from the internet, not have access to anything else going on outside besides the things that they tell you during the show. I don't know. I just think it's fun.
Is it the Big Brother in Germany recently where they had to tell them, like, it was going on and they had to be like, oh, by the way,
yes, like, COVID is happening.
There's this global pandemic and you're all good in here, but, like, it's real bad out there. Can you imagine the way that the stakes got turned up at that point? Because they knew, like, that they were all good.
I don't want to leave.
Right? Yeah. Like, even more than normal, you want to stick inside the house. I think Big Brother originated in the United Kingdom. It was, I remember when it started, it was a massive, massive deal. And there was this guy called Nasty Nick. That was the name that he got.
Nasty Nick.
And basically he was the first person that, I mean, I think it was in the first season, he was the first person that worked out how to game the system. Right? So, like, about, like, trying to basically convince other people to vote the way that he wanted them to, and he was playing the game. So, like, all of the rules that then got created in the Big Brother, like, rule book, basically, which I assume got exported out to everywhere, about, like, vote manipulation, came from him. They I don't think they'd considered it properly at that point. And
is this still alive? Is this Nasty Nick person still alive?
I expect so. It wasn't that
Nasty
long ago.
Nick now. Okay. Nick Bateman.
That's
okay.
Him.
Nasty Nick.
Nasty
all
Nick.
All right. All right.
You could be like Nasty Stichy or something.
No,
Feisty
oh,
Federico.
Call you Nasty. There you go.
Nasty.
Nasty.
So yeah, I now shared something you may have not known about me.
I did not.
That's
know
one of
this
the things that
you.
I want to do, because, like, I've done things in my life. Right, I feel like a pretty satisfied person from many points of views.
Sure, sure.
I've done many things already, and I'm relatively young, and I just feel like participating in the Big Brother is one of the things missing on my list. Like, it's something that I want to do in my life, and I know that it will happen.
I really love that you call it the Big Brother. It just sounds so nice to me.
The Big Brother?
Yeah, the Big Brother. Like, I would never put the in front of it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right, because we in Italy we say Il Grande Fratello,
yeah,
and Il will be the.
But, like, I only know it as just Big Brother, and, like, people just refer to it as Big Brother. But yeah, it's a fascinating idea for a television show. I mean, at this point, it is everything. You know, it's all kinds of reality television, but that stuff just didn't exist when Big Brother began.
Yeah, but, like, we have other reality TV shows in Italy. Like, I mentioned Temptation Island, which would be Love Island. I don't want to go to Love Island. That's, you know, I'm... You know,
you're too old for Love Island, Federico.
Yes, and I just feel like, and the we also have what I guess it's called Survivor. Our we have a different twist on Survivor in Italy. It's like Celebrity Survivor. That's the only version that we have. So a bunch
that
of celebrities.
That sounds like I think another show that started in the UK called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay.
Where they ship a bunch of celebrities to Australia.
Yes.
But this year it's happening in, like, Wales or something. Cause
interesting.
They're actually doing it, but they can't put everyone on a plane to Australia, so they're keeping it in the United Kingdom. But I think in, like, a castle or something instead of...
Interesting. Yeah. Get me out of the castle.
I guess so.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, that's my... A sad story and a revelation. If you're not a connected pro listener, you're missing out on all these things. So
I know. Well, everyone that's listening to this is.
I feel relieved that I shared this finally. I don't know why I never told you guys, honestly. I may have told Mike, but maybe he doesn't remember. I don't know.
I would never forget that. You've definitely not told me that you wanted to be a Big Brother. There's no way I would have forgotten that piece of information.
Now, actually, my biggest concern for participating in the Big Brother is, three things. Not seeing Sylvia, not seeing my dogs, and not being able to work on the McStory's weekly newsletter. So that I will have to figure out somehow.
Can I ask why specifically the newsletter and nothing else?
Because people are paying us on a monthly
John can
basis.
Do it.
Well, John can do it. John and Ryan can do it, and they can have, like, a teachy corner update section in the newsletter where they just post screenshots of me inside the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this has been amazing.
I know.
I'm ready for the show.
Oh, are you?
Hello and welcome to Connected, episode 314. It is made possible this week by our sponsors, Pingdom and Squarespace. My name is Stephen Hackett, and I am joined by Mr. Federico Vitici.
Hello. Hi.
It's a big day for you, my friend.
I know. I am ready, energized, and waiting for the game.
All right. We are also joined by Mike Hurley.
Hello. It's Jeremy season, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. We will get to that. That's mm-hmm. going to be the bulk of the show. We're recording this on the last day of September, so we are winding down our fundraising campaign for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. As of this recording, we are well over $400,000, which is really amazing. We set our goal at $315,000. That's what we raised last year. We hit that during the podcast-a-thon, and y'all have not let up. It's really been amazing to watch. Currently, sort of in my life, we have several friends with kids at St. Jude, and unfortunately, a couple of them have gotten some bad news recently, and maybe like re-entering the treatment world with new tumors and stuff. And that's really hard to process and hard to talk about. But it's for me, I'm so glad that this campaign was going on during the same time, because the money that we raise and that y'all donate every year, it's spectacular. It goes to treat kids with cancer from not just here in Memphis or in the south part of America, but all over the country and the world. Kids come to St. Jude for treatment. The research and treatment protocols that are developed at St. Jude go back out into the world, and this money is going directly to that. And so for me, as the dad of a St. Jude patient, like, thank you. It really means so much to us, to our family, and you all have really just blown us away this year.
Yeah, whether your donation, small donation, large donation, it doesn't matter. Like, every single dollar goes to the same place, and I really want to thank everybody that has given their money very, very generously to what we've been able to do. And to have raised, you know, $430,000, is just absolutely incredible. And you know, we're approaching, and we may, like, by the time this is done, we really actually only have $150 or something to reach $750,000 done late in 2 years. So
whew.
I'm pretty sure that's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right, let's move on from that to some follow-up. Last week we spoke about the lack of widgets on the iPad and how we're frustrated by that. Listener Alex wrote in with the theory that maybe it was like an alignment issue, that the current widget sizes align precisely with 4, 8, or 16 icons, but the home screen icons are not fixed on the iPad. So if you go from portrait to landscape, things move around. What do you all think about this theory?
I think that the iPad has a history of the icons not aligning properly. Like, it was that way for many years, right? Like, it's fixed now, but time was you would rotate your iPad and all your icons would move, right? Like, that was just a thing that used to happen. And I just think that if that's the reason that they haven't put widgets on the iPad, then they need to just get it sorted out, because that's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, they can just figure it out, right? I mean, they could have made widgets. You know, they support auto layout and all those kinds of things. It's just pure Swift UI. There's no reason why they couldn't have made it in a way that they are sized differently on iPad. Like, if icons are the problem, and if you don't want to change the density of icons on the iPad, then just make widgets work with that kind of grid on iPad. Like, I gotta believe that Apple, they kind of want you to believe that there's this bigger meaning and like hidden reason behind it, like this conceptual explanation for not bringing widgets to the home screen. And I just don't buy it. They just didn't do it.
That's the reason.
They just didn't do it. They didn't have the time. And that's fine. But don't try to sell us on an idea. They're like, yeah, we thought that widgets were better in a column. No, they're not. They really aren't better in a column. So at least have the decency to not sell us on a wrong idea.
Like, okay, then give me three columns and let me put app icons in those columns and put all those columns on the home screen.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Right? Like, you know, loads of columns. Give us all the columns.
All the great columns. Federico, you left last episode uncertain of your track to have an iPhone running iOS 13 because you needed comparison screenshots. What did you end up doing and has it worked out?
I ended up purchasing an iPhone 11 Pro Max, and thankfully it came with 13.6 on it. So I'm good. I disabled the automatic software updates, both installing and downloading the software updates, which are now two separate settings in iOS, and it's fine. I got a lot of people asking me on Twitter with mentions and DMs, why don't you just swap phones with your friend? And it's like, I could have done that, but it was going to be like a whole thing of, you know, dealing with backups and just wasting time. And my friend was not coming into town until Sunday. She actually ended up arriving yesterday. So it's like, I didn't want to waste any time. I didn't want to have to deal with doing the backup and restore. Like, I have no time to waste right now. And it was just easier to just buy it and start taking the screenshots and initiate the return procedure within 2 weeks. So it was just easier to do it this way.
You got to turn Wi-Fi off on that thing until you're done with the...
Well,
don't connect it to the internet, man.
Well, but I gotta test it for certain features, like how am I supposed to use Apple Music, for example, without Wi-Fi. So I just disabled the settings, and this phone is not doing anything at the moment. It's just sitting there, happy and content with iOS 13.6. It's fine.
Mike, the public has a complaint with you, sir, that your tvOS review has not happened yet. What's going on?
Well, you know, Apple dropped the GMs on us real fast, right? So, you know, I was obviously in great preparation, research stage. I had an old Apple TV that updated, and I meant to take screenshots on it. So, still track an old Apple TV down from somewhere. You know, Federico, you get it. You know the problem.
No, I don't get it. You literally have like two features to write about, and we still don't have this review.
Look,
this is unacceptable. I am livid,
no. See,
Michael.
I would feel like you of all people would understand that like a review needs a concept, right? And like the concept can't be rushed, you know?
You had 3 months to come up with a concept.
No, but I didn't really though because, you know, there was a compressed time frame. But I had it ready for this week, but now the Jeremys are here, so I can't do it. So we're going to have to keep waiting.
How convenient to... for you.
It's nothing to do with me. I have no say over when point two was coming out. And
sure.
Okay, well, do you want me to skip the Jeremys this week and I'll do my TV?
No, let's do the Jeremys.
Okay, fine. Well, then, you know, everyone's just gonna have to wait and then they'll eventually get my review. So
perfect, okay.
It's going to be awesome, though. Working on some extras.
Nice. Some perks, right?
Yeah, some real, like, just, you know, some fun extras that people are gonna really get a kick out of from the TVOS reviews.
You want to reward all the people with those, get those exclusive perks in there,
yeah,
man.
For the support, you know,
sure.
Like, you know, it's fine to dominate a certain field, right? And like, you know, like everyone's only waiting for my TVOS review, right? As you can see, there haven't been any published because everyone's just like got out of the game after my stunning entry last year. So, you know, I want to reward everyone for that. So just have to wait a little longer.
Sure. Okay.
Federico, how's the iOS review?
I finished writing all the sections finally yesterday.
Congrats.
So now I'm just full on in editing mode. I already started editing a few chapters actually in August. So it's not like I'm starting from scratch. And I'm a little, I would say halfway through my first pass at the edit. So that's very nice. It's kind of relaxing to do this finally, just sit back and read what I wrote and adding links and fixing stuff. So yeah, I don't have a release date ready yet. Also because I'm like, there's some things happening for me next week that I will have to deal with. So we'll see. But it's finished, and now it's just about polishing the review, coming up with all the actual perks and extras that we are going to do in my review, not like somebody
Copycat.
Else. Sure. So yeah, now it's just editing and working with Ryan on those edits, and yeah, it's going well.
The editing process for like your reviews just seems impossible to me because of the size. Like if I had to review that, it would take me about 3 months to do that editing because like I'm such a slow reader. Like I don't know if I'd ever get through it. Like, I don't know how the two of you do it. It's kind of incredible.
Ryan is a really fast reader, and he's also an amazing editor. And we have this, at this point, we have this workflow in place where we go chapter by chapter. He sends me the note for each chapter, and they're all structured in a way that it's easy for me to follow and go in and fix that all those issues. But yeah, the most important factor is that Ryan is a really fast and attentive reader. Otherwise, this, like when I was doing this on my own, it took me like 3 weeks to do it myself. Now it's so much better with Ryan. So yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You two have found this iOS 14 app that Ryan wrote about. And you're very excited about it. Tell me about this.
It's called Sticky Widgets. And it's the Stickies app as a widget. It's perfect, honestly. It is developed by Tyler Hillsman. And it's honestly, like, it's a silly app, but it's also got good use to it. Like, the genuine use that you would have for stickies. And it's basically everything you would want. You can have multiple widget stickies of multiple sizes in a bunch of colors in a bunch of good and terrible fonts. It's like, what more could you want?
Yeah, the terrible fonts is especially important, but that's what makes it special, right? Because it's actually like having stickies on your home screen.
Mm-hmm.
I love the screenshots that Ryan used in the review. Something like, don't forget cookies. Why would you put that on the home screen?
So you don't forget the cookies, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
If you keep forgetting the cookies.
You don't want to forget the cookies. So if you're one of those people
who forgets the cookies,
keep forgetting the cookies. I honestly don't know what else is going on Ryan's home screen. There's a bunch of other things that I would like to understand, like the Harry Potter icon, for example.
Is that the game, like the Pokemon Go Harry Potter game?
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. I guess, well, is Ryan playing that?
Just is he getting out enough to play that?
Getting around New York playing Wizard? I don't know.
My biggest question about this home screen, and Ryan, like, we love you, but why is books in the dock on your iPhone? What are you doing?
Ryan is a voracious reader. That's why.
But how much of a reader are you that you need it in the dock, though? That's a lot, like, you know, that's placement anyway. So that means that Ryan could be on the... What he's saying there is he could need to read at any moment. Like, he's on the third screen of his phone. He's like, oh, I got to read, right?
Man, when that reading itch comes in...
When it hits. When it hits,
you just got to listen to your body. Just click that icon and just get some reading done. Just a couple of paragraphs. You feel much better. And then you close it and go back to Harry Potter.
I'm working on a joke, but I don't know if it's good.
That has never stopped us.
You know, you got like the biological clock. I guess he has like the bibliological clock, right?
Oh my God.
It's good, right? Bibliological clock?
Bookological clock.
Bibliological clock. There we go. I don't know, though, it was good. It's hard to say, though. That's the problem.
It's a beautiful word.
It's better written down because you can just read it, but saying it is very odd.
Oh, this is not the AR Harry Potter game. This is a puzzle game. Celebrate iconic moments. Select a wand. Unlock and upgrade spells. So yeah, it's like
it doesn't look like a good game, Ryan.
It looks like it's too.
I think we're gonna need some follow up on this one.
Why are you playing this, man?
Every year for the last, I think this might be the third time that we've done this. Mm-hmm. I cannot remember how this game began, but here we are. We basically will have a game where Federico Vittici has to try and guess the name of every emoji that Apple has added in the new version of iOS. So in iOS 14.2, which came out just a couple of days ago, we got the addition of emoji 13.0. That was why I said 13, by the way, because it's very confusing when I look at them next to each other. And what happens is we have Federico go through and try and guess the names of these emojis. He has not seen them. Federico avoids as much as he can to see these emojis so he doesn't try and formulate any ideas beforehand. And so here we are, Federico Vittici. We have in the show notes, and I believe it, your chapter artwork should now be showing, not you, this is for the listener, the current set of emoji that Apple has given upon us. I have in front of me the list of the emoji. And I'm again, just to reiterate, something that changed last year was the Unicode Consortium. They changed the way that they named emojis. They used to have a short name, which was the name you would understand it to be as a human being, and then a long name, which was mostly inscrutable. They combined this into one short name, so now we have the names. I have the list here, and Stephen will be keeping score. And there he goes, there's a bell, and I guess we will debate as we go through. Last year, this game got named the Jeremies. We obviously have the Rickies, which you all know and love. The Jeremies are named after friend of the show and member of the Unicode Consortium. So if you have any complaints about these emoji, forward them straight over to Jeremy Burge. When it comes to the scoring here, it is way less strict. It's actually the exact opposite of the Rickies, because as we stated it last year, it is scored whether Federico is correct or incorrect with, quote, "we know it when we see it." And so that's the way we go with this. We just come to this decision. And I'm sure that Federico will demand some kind of prize, of which there is not one.
But there will be one. Don't worry about it. There will be one, I'm sure. So I'm opening the list. I'm clicking the link. Okay. This is an image with lots of emoji.
So we will start, Federico, in the top left, and we will go row by row from left to right, obviously, but you know.
Okay, here we go. So top left, what is this?
You got to tell me, my friend.
This is an encapsulation of 2020 in a single emoji. It's a face smiling with a tear. Really? Is that the name? Well, come on.
The actual name of the emoji is smiling face with tear. That's the name.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you got that one correct. It was just a slight change or reorder in the words.
Yeah. Interesting. What's the sort of, just to understand, what's the context for this emoji? Like what emotion is he supposed to convey?
Maybe you're crying with joy?
But you're not really it's not really joyful. It's like I don't know. I have no idea how to describe this.
We do not have this information for you.
Okay.
As to why these are the way that they are. Like, I'm looking through Emojipedia. I'm sure that you could go into the filings and work, but that's like a lot. This is just, you know, like, imagine you see something and it's so happy that you get a tear in your eye, you know? Like, it's like a heartwarming thing that you see, you know, like the day that when you know, something great happens in your life. I was going to make a reference to the Connected Pro pre-show, but I won't do that because it won't make any sense to people.
Well, if they go and join and listen to this episode as a member, it would.
Yeah, but it's a really big spoiler for it. So I think people will go and enjoy it anyway, and they should. But, you know, if you see something and you're like, oh, that's so nice, and then you get a single tear roll down your face, that's what's going on.
It's like when we hit the goal for the St. Jude campaign, right? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's happy. You're like kind of overwhelmed. Look, these will be used by teenagers, and they will define how they are used for the rest of us. So we're at their mercy.
What's next?
So, okay. So I won't lie to you. The first thought that came to my mind when I saw this emoji, I thought of Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek.
It looks a lot like him. Oh man, how unlucky that the show has ended, right? Like this is the Johnny Rose emoji right there.
So this is one of those carnival like party masks type of deal with the funny nose and the thick eyebrows and the mustache. I don't know what the proper name for this is. Like it's not a face mask. It's like is it like a party mask? I would say face with eyebrows.
I need to get a confirmation from you. Are you saying that the name of this emoji is face with eyebrows?
I think face with facial hair.
You need to stop just giving me the sell on something. You have to settle. You can't just keep doing it.
Face with facial hair.
That is incorrect. This is called disguised face.
Disguised?
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a disguise.
It is like the comedic disguise. Like this is like a disguise used in like comedy and animation and stuff of like a pair of glasses with a fake nose, fake mustache.
I mean, everybody can tell it's you if you wear one of these. Like you're not really
disguised. And that's kind of the joke with this disguise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So disguising, face in disguise, what's the name?
Disguised face.
Disguised face. Okay. So next one. This is obviously the Italian emoji, right? This is the Italian gesture for like, what do you want? To put it elegantly for the show.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes.
So, moving my arms backwards
like,
and forwards.
Hey, what is this emoji? You would do this. So this is obviously Italian hand.
I want to just check, like, do you actually think it's called Italian hand?
I mean, does anybody else do this in other countries? Like, is this a gesture that you guys do with your hands when you're uncertain about things?
Maybe not in the exact way an Italian person does, but my hand does make this shape.
So you're suggesting that it's not an Italian hand, that it could be a little, like, more universal? Hand, like, because if you look it from the side, it looks like you're just pinching your thumb and index finger.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the word pinch is in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's obviously a gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Pinched gesture? Pinching gesture.
I think, so I'm going to say that's wrong because I did help you. And we still didn't get there. This is pinching fingers is the name of the emoji.
Pinching fingers? That's the issue here. You're not just, because if you look it from the side, you're not just pinching your thumb and index finger. You're pinching all of them. Like the point of this gesture is to use.
Right, but it isn't called pinching thumb and index finger. It's called pinching fingers. Therefore, you are in fact pinching all of them. You see?
Okay, I get it. Well, it's also a bummer that it's like, it should have been called the Italian hand, because obviously just people in Italy do this.
Yeah, but you see, if they would have called it that, you know they would have gone, you know someone's getting in trouble, right?
Yeah, so pinching fingers?
Pinching fingers.
Pinching fingers. Okay.
I expect every tweet that you ever send now to include this emoji at the end.
Basically, I will stop using the thinking face and just use this one instead.
you should definitely put this in your Twitter bio. This gesture should be in there.
So the next one, this is like a real heart. Now my question here is, we obviously already have the like cartoonish heart emoji characters.
Yep.
So I feel like this is not named heart. I think this has a qualifier in front of it to make you understand that this is like a, how would you say, like anatomical heart? Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was, when you were starting to round on that, I'm like, come on, buddy, you can do this.
You got it. You're so close.
Anatomical heart. Okay. Yeah,
you were right in like this is clearly like this would have just been called heart if the other heart didn't exist. Yeah. But the other heart, nobody wanted this heart when it was right. Like this is not where you start with this one.
Right. It is troublingly detailed. Like if you look at a large version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't like these body parts in emoji. In fact, the next one. Now, these are obviously a pair of lungs. Mm-hmm. Now we don't have another lungs emoji. So I'm not sure if they're called anatomical lungs or just lungs. Because I don't know if they need the qualifier in front of them. Also, this emoji is just as terrifying as the previous one.
I actually think this one is more troubling than the heart.
This is very troubling because you also have the, what's it called?
I wish they didn't do the lines in the lungs.
The lines,
you know?
And what's the name of the thing in the middle? The
windpipe?
Trachea?
It's probably
the windpipe.
Yeah. It's probably got a better name than windpipe, but you know what I mean.
The tube.
The air tube.
The air
the chest
hole.
Tube.
Oxygen straw.
I'm going to go with lungs. Oh, so it's not anatomical lungs. It's just lungs?
No, I was pleased that you worked that one out. I was concerned that you were going to go over anatomical lungs because that would make some sense, but I can't imagine there being another type of lung emoji, so they just went with this.
Also, perfect year for the lungs emoji, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Maybe next year you can tap on them and like change the color, like, turn them a little gray.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
turn them black. That's an awful thing to say, man.
Turn them black. They're the smoking emoji.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. This is nice. Horrible, Steven. Yep. My word. So the next one. Oh, I got this one. This is like Naruto. This is the ninja. Yeah.
Very good.
Like, because of the mask and the... What's the sword? The katana?
The katana, yeah. Katana. The sword is what, like, seals it, right? Because otherwise it's a little too nondescript.
This is a ninja, and there's only one of them, because obviously you don't need to tell the gender, I guess.
Right. You just see the eyes.
Just the eyes.
This is one that I've really, like, I saw this list. I was like, wait, don't we already have a ninja emoji? It turns out we didn't. It just seems like one we would have had for a long time.
This was the one you thought that for?
Did you think that the wizard wasn't a ninja?
I don't know what I thought.
I don't know what you're thinking. Next one. Oh, this is a set of three of them, isn't it? Well, okay, so the next three... Man, I'm really struggling here. So, the next one, it looks like a woman in a tuxedo. Oh, okay then. It is a woman in a tuxedo.
Yeah, this is, I need to just say, this is one of those situations where, and the next few are like this, the actual amount of emoji here is significant, but in the image that Emojipedia put together, they condensed it a little bit to have kind of the main ones that are new in these categories.
Because I thought that this emoji was going to be related to the following two, because I thought that a tuxedo could have also been like a something that like a wedding suit.
Well, there already is a man in a tuxedo emoji.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's why they've added this
woman in a tuxedo. So,
yeah, and I think, did they have person in tuxedo as well? I believe so.
I know where this is going then. So the next one then, because we already have woman in wedding dress, the next one is man in wedding dress, and the other one is person in wedding dress.
Hmm.
Is it not called a wedding gown? Is that... Well, it is a wedding dress. It looks like a wedding dress.
Is that your final answer?
Well, it looks like a man. It's got a mustache. And the other one is the face of the gender neutral emoji. So it's person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how else would you call it? This is a wedding dress, right? It's white. It's got the thing on the head.
Mm.
I don't think you ever call it a wedding cape. I think it's a thing.
So, Federico, you are correct in the spirit of this emoji.
Man in wedding dress. And person in wedding dress.
Are wrong.
How?
This is man with veil, person with veil.
They have a dress. You can see the shoulders and you can see the...
But you see most of the veil. That's where it's sort of focused.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I don't know why they went with veil.
I don't either.
Because it's like the main part of this emoji, but I don't know. That's just where they are. I'm sorry, Federico. We can't give those ones to you.
Is it called veil or wedding veil?
Veil. Just veil.
You would only wear this at a wedding.
Well, the other time you would wear a veil is like that I know of would be at a funeral, but it wouldn't be white.
But wouldn't be white? Oh, come on.
Sorry, okay, buddy.
I mean, to be fair, the tuxedo ones are not called wedding tuxedo. It's just tuxedo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
You can wear a tuxedo anytime. Yeah. I'm wearing one right now. It's not true.
Okay, so I got two wrong here.
Yeah.
The next three, again, these are related. So, again, we're looking at woman, person, and men. So my first reaction, this is not my final answer, my first reaction brings to mind breastfeeding. But this is not, I don't know if you call breastfeeding when you're using the, what's it called? The object with the milk.
I can't give you these answers.
Yeah, because this is not like, you're not feeding from the breast, you're using like a, well, is it called a breastfeeder? Though, like, what's the name of the object? Because I know it in Italian.
Okay, don't focus too much on the object.
Well, there's a baby. I assume that yeah. thing is not like a desk lamp, but it's a baby. I don't think it's...
Look at my beautiful desk lamp. We're so proud.
Woman breastfeeding a desk lamp. I don't think that's it.
Probably not it.
So
no.
I'm just going to go ahead with my assumption that it is, in fact, a baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, so woman feeding baby. Oh, no, come on. Person feeding baby and man feeding baby. Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
That is a terrible name. It's just like, it makes it sound like you're feeding a dog.
No, but that's what you were doing. You're feeding the baby. But they can't say, and they don't want to say bottle feeding, which is what that is, by the way. It's a bottle. And they don't want to say breastfeeding. And I get it's like just feeding, right? And so like, and this is, I think the reason they've done this is because it's not necessarily universal. And this way they can just have the same emoji shape and just change the head every time.
Let's do a little score update before we move on.
Okay.
You have 5, 6, 7, 8 right and 4 wrong. Mm-hmm. You're doing very well.
Okay. Awesome. And then the
but
real
you're
challenge begins.
Not in the
begins.
Hard part yet, my
yep.
friend.
It's going to get harder.
I know. It always starts out easy and then I start losing points. So, this is a grandma with a Santa hat. Is there a name for like female Santa Claus? Lady Santa? Lady Claus? Mrs. Claus? Miss Santa? This is also an old woman. It's not a woman. Because the woman emoji is younger. This is old. It is a Christmas hat. For sure. If
just on your own like this, when you're speaking, you sound like you've lost your mind. Like if, out of context, just that one clip, you sound like you have no idea what's going on.
This
anymore.
Is old woman with Christmas hat.
No, this is so wrong. Okay, so
oh my god,
this is I can see you ended up walking into this with the wrong assumption. So we have Santa Claus. We already have Mrs. Claus. That is an emoji that already exists.
It's not called
this
Lady
is
Santa.
The gender neutral version, which I have found out is Mix Claus, MX Claus, and I believe it's pronounced Mix. It's the MX is what I was able
like
to learn.
Like the Logitech mouse. MX?
Yes, Logitech Santa.
Like the S, but I don't think they call it Mix Mouse or the Mix Master 3. It's MX, which is that was something that was new to me. This phrase, but I'm happy to know it. But yeah, I could see where you were going with this one. if you weren't really that familiar with the Mrs. Claus, you were never going to get this. And plus, it doesn't follow the typical naming scheme for the gender neutral. So I knew you weren't going to get this one.
Yeah, I had no idea that MX was a thing. I'm sorry. I apologize. I had honestly no idea. Hey,
we learned. Now you know, right? Like I learned it yesterday and you learned it today.
Okay. Oh, I like the next one. I really like
this. Do you though? I think this is so
this
bad.
This is amazing. These are two people getting on. I like it.
Okay.
This is like a sweet embrace. What's it called? Sweet embrace? Hot embrace?
yeah, that's what Apple called their emoji. Yeah.
People embracing. Happy people?
Can I have to ask her a final answer here, Federico? Because she's saying a lot of stuff now.
People hugging.
Ooh. I love the shape of the emoji. I don't know why they're both blue. Because at small sizes, you can't see, you can't discern. I think they should have like blue and green or something. You know? Would have been very MSN-y. But.
This is an amazing emoji. This is already a favorite of mine, along with the Italian hand.
I will say, it is quite a hug, right? Like, it is a deep hug. Like,
this is a very deep hug. I really like it. I like this one. Okay, people hugging.
Sure, Matt in the Discord said it looks like a mugger sneaking up behind someone.
No.
Your watch is mine.
I know it's weird and race when I see one. The next one. Oh, this is a chunky cat.
How did you get it? How did you know?
This is one chunky cat, man. Okay, so I don't think the name is chunky cat or fat cat or thick cat.
It also, will be like THICCAT.
Yes, thick cat. The thick cat. It's very thick. Oh, the next emojis are all thick, which I appreciate. No, this is not a cat. I feel like this is where I lose a point because this is a specific type of feline animal of which I don't know the exact name. So I may just throw it out there. I don't think it's a cat. We also have the cat emoji already. It's not a puma. Puma is bigger. It's not a cheetah. The cheetah is different. Uh-huh. This is like a lynx or something.
Okay.
This is or like a mountain cat or some other variation.
You're just naming versions of OS 10 now.
Yeah, again, like you're doing it again. You need to give me an answer. You can't just keep saying things until the bell rings. I need an answer from
you. My final answer is small puma.
Can you imagine if they had both small and large puma emojis? No, Federico, you're going to be very upset at this. This is black cat.
No, I quit. I quit. I'm ending the call now.
Federico, you went with small puma.
No. Yeah, that's on
right?
you, man.
Like, you didn't help yourself.
It does look like a small puma.
Does it? It looks like a black cat to me.
It's a chunky cat. It's too fat to be a cat. Oh, God. If your cat is like this, you need to go see a doctor right now. It's too fat.
What is the best way for people to confirm the sizes of their cats to you?
Just use a weighing scale or something.
No, I mean, how do they contact you?
No, you need to contact your veterinarian, not me.
Okay.
You need to go see a doctor, not me.
Let's move on to emoji number 16.
This is a very hairy cow. With a wig.
I mean, okay. I mean, like, it's not like
this is another animal
that's massively far off, but
okay. So I am torn between two different types of animals.
Okay.
I will go ahead and say a buffalo. No, I know it wasn't the buffalo.
No, you're wrong now. You can't do what you just did, which is, again, you say a thing and
my
then
final answer
to see
is the buffalo. My final answer is the buffalo.
It is wrong. What was your other idea, by the way?
The just bison?
Yeah, it was a bison.
Yeah, bison.
Oh, no, I knew it.
Yeah, it's a bison.
No bison. One knows the difference between those animals. It's impossible to know.
Okay.
Is there a buffalo emoji?
Yes.
I'm really up.
I think.
I'm at Emojipedia right now. There's a water buffalo.
A water buffalo?
Yeah, which just looks like a cow. It just looks like a bull. Like, it doesn't...
Okay, so the next one. This is the ancient elephant. My final answer is the mammoth. Ooh.
Good job.
The next one. Thank you. The next one. Typically, I call these fat squirrels, but I believe that the name is the beaver. Okay. Now, this one, what is it? Like an albino panda?
Is that a thing that exists?
Anything can be albino, I think.
They do exist.
Polar bear is my final answer. Woo!
I don't understand why... I wish I knew why the some animals just get a face and some animals get a body.
Polar bears don't look like this. This is way too relaxed for a polar bear.
Well, it's the regular bear, but white. Right? So it's the Animoji bear, you know, like that style. But it's just all white. Instead of, like, is it brown and white, the bear emoji? Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand this. Moving on.
The next animal, I don't know. This looks to me like a brown chicken. I have no idea what's going on with this bird. It's not a turkey. It's not like a hummingbird. It looks like a chicken. It looks like it's got the legs of a duck and the body of a chicken and makeup on his face. I don't know. A brown chicken. Whatever. I have no idea. This is an animal that I've never seen in my life. This is a brown chicken.
All right, so you are wrong, of course, but I'm going to see if we can try and help you here, just in this sense. Let's see if you do get it. So bear in mind that the mammoth was added. Does that help you if I say that?
So this is another prehistoric animal?
Yeah.
It's not a pterodactyl.
No, it's definitely not a pterodactyl, no.
I don't know. I have my knowledge of other ancient animals is basically like the T-Rex. Huh. And the mammoth and anything else from Jurassic Park?
It's the dodo, Federico.
Oh, is the dodo extinct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
How it's long? Extinct for a long time.
Like a real long really? Time. Yeah. Like, what do you think? They were still rocking around
like you
somewhere?
Like, you can't go out and buy a dodo?
They were extinct in 1662.
Who killed them?
I don't know.
Well, who's responsible?
Let's see.
Well, did you just say who's responsible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, society, I guess.
The culprit of the dodo extinction. Also, the dodo looked like this. What a weird animal.
Yeah.
Wow, very peculiar animal.
I believe that's part of its issue. Like, it couldn't fly, right? Like, that was one of the problems.
Ah, poor dodo. Just walking around being killed by people.
Yeah. That's sad. And it looks like maybe flash flooding on the islands they were on maybe did them in two. But it's, they're gone.
Oh, that's a bummer. I would have liked one of these just roaming around. Looks fun. So I've been fooled by this before, by this object. So this is not my final answer. I am torn between saying feather and saying quill. However, I believe that the quill is when you use it for writing purposes. So I'm going to go ahead and say feather. Okay. Is it correct, Mike, that the quill is when you actually use it for writing?
It's like yes and no. Like a quill is like a little bit... Yes, yes. A quill is when it's like been turned into a pen,
like
basically.
Like a pen, yeah. Yep. Okay. The next emoji.
This guy is a favorite.
This
Federico.
Guy. It looks like the Titanic scene, like draw me like one of your French girls.
Someone say that on Twitter last night. Yeah, that's, yep.
Again, I'm torn. I'm going to give you a final answer. I'm torn because I never really understood the difference between sea lion and seal. Like, I don't understand if seal is the abbreviation of sea lion or not. This is something that I've always been thinking about. However, I'm just going to say seal as my final answer. Okay, is the seal a sea lion and it's just an abbreviation?
No, it's a different animal.
Oh, really? So it just so happens that seal as like C and L and C lion. Oh, wow.
They look similar too. Like, you know, like you can see that when you put them next to each other, you can see they're different. Like sea lions, I think, are much bigger and typically like a brownish color.
Oh, and this and seal is like the cutesy version that is smaller and you can actually hug.
The sea lions, they're the ones that spend their time like in San Francisco, you know, like out on the like
pier.
Wait, what?
What?
Did we never
really?
Take? Did I take you there?
You never took me there.
Pier 39.
You never
the
took me
are.
There. You were too lazy to take me there.
Wow! Didn't we take you to Alcatraz?
Never.
No, that was before Federico started coming.
Oh yeah, we only had 1 year, didn't we, of him in San Francisco? That was the problem.
The next three are gross. The next four are really
gross.
Can
we get a score update?
Yes, score update. We have 13 right and 8 wrong. Still doing very well.
You got through that set better than I thought you were going to, honestly. I thought that those animals were really going to stump you more than they did.
Or the what did you call it? The hot embrace?
The sweet embrace.
Sweet embrace.
Nearly lost that one for a minute.
These I'm going to get wrong. So this is a green insect with like a yellow hue in the middle of its body. I have no... How do you call somebody who's like an expert in insects, like
an insect expert?
No, it's not called it. It's not an insectologist. It's not a bugologist either. There's a name for it. It's like when you study this little creature.
Discord, help us. What is an insect?
Entomologist.
Entomologist. Yes, thank you. So, I'm not an entomologist.
I'm not surprised.
Weird.
This is a beetle.
Ooh. Turns out you might be an entomologist.
The next one. Ooh, this is gross. This is like a... This is a... My final answer, this is a locust.
Incorrect. This is like a cucaracha. It's a cockroach.
Oh, a cockroach?
Can you imagine how nasty that will be with the screen effect where like things like fly around in a tornado?
Oh no.
Let's find out. I'll send I don't have it on my iPhone yet.
I feel sick to my stomach. The next one, this useless creature, is the fly?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a good hint for you for this one. I want to know if this would have tipped you off for the fly. I was going to give you the hint of Breaking Bad, if that would jog your memory.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
The worst episode.
It is not great.
Now, the next one, this is... I don't understand why it's like in the middle of its quote-unquote body, there's like a ring. So it's like it's wearing an accessory. I don't understand this. This is a worm. As my final answer, worm. Okay, why does the worm have a thing?
It is. I used to know what it's called, but it's part of their. It's part of their body, basically.
Oh, so it's not accessorized.
No, it's part of their body. I don't know what I was going to say.
Interesting. That's kind of gross.
It's part of the body. It is called the. Oh God, I'm hating what I'm looking at right now. Oh, this is disgusting. Cetellium.
Yes. Ooh. Man, no, that came back to me that. from like middle school biology.
God, don't Google worm body. My God, that's horrible. I mean, I got the answer, but at what cost? But,
don't do that.
You're scarred forever.
Don't do that. Next one. Ha! This is where it gets tricky, because I feel like this is not a single word. This is two words, and if I had to use my relatively small compared to Michael Animal Crossing knowledge, I would say this is a potted plant.
Gosh, nice. Don, you Federico Vitici. Bravo. Bravo.
You're killing it.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
These are... Oh, Sylvia buys them all the time. These are blueberries. Oh, so this is the next one. Interesting. So the next one is a thing that we do in Italy. You fill olives with like small chili peppers, and those are really tasty. I don't know how you say this in English though. Obviously, it's not just a green olive because you can see the red So it is, apparently, it's not just a thing that we do in Italy then, I guess, to put something inside of the olive. So I'm going to go with field olive.
It's incorrect.
Oh, I knew it.
We're looking for olive.
No. No.
That is what they're calling it.
No, why is the red in the middle?
I think it's so it's visually distinct as an olive, right? Like people know that. I don't like this emoji for a million reasons. This is one of them. The other is, why is this the shiniest olive
glossy
in the world? Why is it so shiny? Like, what did they do to this
olive?
It
looks like, you guys remember in old versions of iOS where they would apply the gloss effect to your icon?
Yeah, to the icons.
They accidentally turned that layer on when they were doing this emoji.
If you look close to this emoji, you can actually see the reflection of the window of the designer behind the designer drawing this icon.
If you look really closely, you can see a Wacom tablet. There it is.
You can see their bedroom in this olive, which is kind of amazing.
Now, wouldn't that be just an incredible Easter egg?
That
right?
Would be
like
fantastic.
You get it high quality enough, zoom in enough, and like the design is in there. Yeah, I hate this one.
I don't get it because the olive as a standalone, is the olive a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's fruit because it's out of the ground. Yeah. Isn't that the thing?
Well, not always, I think.
But I think it's a fruit.
But I'm going to say that the standalone olive as a fruit is just green. Why do you? If you put the red in the middle, it's because in Italian we would say oliva farcita. That's the name. Farcita means filled with something. So anyway. What is this? My final answer is green pepper.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
It's a bell pepper.
What?
Bell pepper.
Bell?
Come in different colors, but they're known as bell peppers.
It doesn't look like a bell.
Bell pepper is about the shape of the pepper, I think.
But it doesn't look like a bell. It looks like a pepper.
Well, pepper looks like a...
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's called bell.
I don't know.
But it
bell.
Is.
As in the ringing bell?
Yes.
Okay. Now we get to food. I see. I'm going to get all of this wrong. So the next one, I honestly have no idea what I'm looking at. This to me looks like the base of a pizza that you left in the middle of the road and someone with a car
it does.
Drove on top of it.
It does look like that.
That's perfect.
It really does look like that. Or maybe like a couple of bicycles, right? So that's why there's just the lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm sure, and I don't mean, as always, I don't mean to offend the sensibility of other listeners who maybe this is like a typical food in their culture. I have no idea what I'm looking at. So I'm just going to go with a nondescript pizza.
This is flatbread.
Flatbreads are a
catch-all term for a lot of different types of bread. So we could be looking at pita here, tortilla could be one. This could be a couple of things that could potentially be encapsulated by this emoji.
So why is it flat? Because you didn't know how to make actual bread?
But why is pizza flat then?
Well, pizza's not flat.
Well,
the crust is.
It is flat. Enough. But like that's the idea. A flatbread is usually used to put four things. So whether it's to dip or to make a burrito with or something.
It just looks kind of halfway done. And why the lines in the middle?
I guess it's to show grill marks or something. Yeah.
Oh, so you... Okay. This looks like some kind of burrito inside of an envelope. Actually, it looks like one of those carpets that you see like on the ground in like beach resorts. They're like made of I don't know how to describe them, but it looks like some kind of beach type of carpet holding some food. And then there's like you put a bow on it. I don't know. This could be burrito with a knot.
Okay, so it's kind of funny, really, the way... So this is a tamale.
A what?
Which is... Yeah, this is a food I've not introduced you to yet. But it's kind of funny, really, because the tamale, it's like... It is a food dish, which has got lots... It's got like a masa dough, with different like toppings inside, but it is steamed inside of a corn husk or banana leaf. So what you are saying about the beach mat is like, yeah, like it's a similar kind of thing, but you don't eat the outside. It's just cooked in that.
Thankfully, people walk on it, so you won't.
I have some breaking news, y'all.
Okay.
We have, as of right now, raised $250,000 for St. Jude last year and this year. I've been corrected by Kate. Breaking news again. I said $250,000. I meant $750,000.
Oh, I knew what you... I knew what you meant, but yes, you $750,000. $750,000 is the number. Congratulations to everybody. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Lots of bells.
Wow.
That was, believe it or not, it was incredibly fast, but Stephen just rang his bell 750,000 times. But if you do something that fast, like that frequently, it will sound like just four.
The bell's smoking it from the friction.
It's melted. Okay, yeah, it's a tamale, Federico.
A tamale. Yep. Where can I try one of these?
Probably not in Italy.
Interesting, okay. Yeah.
We have them here. They're really good.
The next one. This is a bowl with some type of cheesy liquid inside of it. And two, I assume, some kind of holding items or like spoony type objects. I'm gonna say, because I don't have any other better option, fondue. Ooh.
Have you ever had fondue?
Yes, but it didn't look like this. It was a more elaborate setup. This looks like the cheap man's version of fondue.
Yeah, that's fondue at home.
We were in a restaurant, which may explain the fanciness of the setup.
I mean, I went to a fondue restaurant in London and it looked like that. Can we get an update on the score?
Right. We have 19 and wrong, we have 13.
Ooh.
Can you say that again? 19 and 13?
19 right, 13 wrong.
Everything to play for.
That's getting really close. I don't like it. Okay.
Okay, so we move into the second half of the Jeremy's for fall 2020.
So this next one is a teapot. Okay. Now, this looks to me... I have no idea what I'm looking at. This is the worst drink I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
The best way that I can describe it is like some kind of tea with holes at the bottom. So I honestly don't know. Like, I don't know. Is the name like Protanopia tea? Like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. It's just like I don't know. It's just...
So this hasn't hit Rome yet, huh?
I have no idea what I'm looking at. It could be tea with a bunch of holes at the bottom. Those are terrifying to me. Also, like, the even worse option could be there's a bunch of bugs at the bottom of this tea.
Stop.
Yeah, bug tea.
Tea... I don't know.
Final answer, please.
Yeah. Tea with holes.
This is bubble tea.
What?
Bubble tea is an Asian thing. And I mean, it's been around for a long time, but it's, I think, started to see more of a resurgence in places in the West. One day I will take you to a good bubble tea place. It's fantastic.
I meant to say Tripophobia, not Protanopia. What is Protanopia?
I don't know. I didn't know what you were talking about at the time, but it sounded fun. So those little balls in the bottom are made typically of tapioca. Super good. It's like these little sweet rubbery jelly type things. It sounds gross. Tastes fantastic.
So I still don't get it. This is tea?
Yeah, can be tea.
What's with the holes?
They're tapioca balls.
What is tapioca?
It's like a sweet, rubbery, jelly-like dessert thing.
So you eat them?
Yeah. You have a big straw and you drink the tea.
I need to see an actual photo.
And the jelly, like the balls go up the straw, and then you also get a little jelly treat while you're drinking
your... Oh my God, it looks horrible. It looks like there's a bunch of bugs.
So, looks disgusting if you don't know what it is. Tastes fantastic.
Oh my God, it looks horrible. I will never have this in my life.
One day.
No.
One day.
No.
I will buy one and I'll say, Federico, try this.
No, I'll throw it in your face. No, look, no, don't look, do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong with things that you were uncomfortable with?
It just looks
and
horrible.
Your world has opened up, right? All that wonderful Mexican food. Just trust me. We'll go through this again when the situation presents itself.
So I didn't get that.
No.
Now, is this a rock or is it a boulder? I'm going to say this is my final answer. This is a rock. Okay.
It's the Dwayne Johnson emoji.
Yes. Now, this is interesting because it's obviously wood, but it could be chopped wood or it could be logs. So I'm just going to... I don't think there's a wood emoji, so I'm just going to say wood. Oof. The next one, it looks like one of the little houses from the Smurfs. This is a... It's not a beach house. My final answer is this is a hut.
Gosh, you're doing well. You're doing very well this year, I think. Can I just say, I meant to say it but didn't because you were moving so fast. How is there not a rock and a wood emoji? How are these two things not already existing?
Very surprising. The next one, this is a vehicle. It's cartoonish, but I think all the vehicle emoji are cartoonish, so it's not meant to be like real life size. So I am torn between two answers. My final one is truck. Was
it's
it pickup
incorrect.
Truck? Damn it.
It mm-hmm. is pickup truck. Yeah. Truck is too...
generic.
Yeah. There are lots of different types of trucks.
I feel like I have representation in the emoji now. I've got a pickup
truck. Can you change the colors?
I wish.
Okay.
My truck's red.
Okay.
You have to paint your truck blue now.
Get right on that.
This is the thing from that... from that movie, Tonya Harding movie. Is that the name? The girl skating around. Roller. What's the name? Rollerblades. Roller. My final answer is rollerblades. It's not.
This is a roller skate.
Is rollerblade a thing, though? No?
The rollerblades is when the wheels are in one line. The roller skates. And also, Tonya Harding was an ice skater. She was a figure skater. As ice skating, Federico. Jeez. Oh. Oh. Roller skating on ice. That's what Tonya Harding was known for.
So this is roller skates.
The levels of wrong in your answer there were just incredible. It just kept building on each other. It was amazing.
This is the default shortcuts icon. When you create a new shortcut, you get this. This is the magic wand.
Again, magic wand.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't already there.
You would think it was in there before.
Oh, the magic wand and the top hat emojis, they're going to be great together, aren't they?
Oh.
Because you can make it look like you're like, dink.
What am I looking... at here. Oh my god, this looks like COVID went out for a party. This looks like happy COVID. What is this?
The happy COVID emoji, everyone.
I think this is the hardest
what
one.
What am I looking at? This is...
I think they chose the wrong shape for this.
Boy, you
personally. I mean, I might be proven wrong. People might say I'm wrong for this, but
this is what you get after you do what they're doing in the hugging emoji. This is what you get. You get the epic COVID if you're not careful. What the hell is this?
Wow.
I don't know. Spiky ball. It looks like a virus with party hats.
As Ian in the Discord is saying, flamboyant weirdfish. Can be the possible name for this one.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know what I'm looking at. The only connection that my brain is making right now is to a virus. So I'm mm-hmm. just going to go with it and say this is gleeful virus.
This is a piñata.
Oh, no, they're not shaped like this.
Piñata?
No.
Well, okay,
no.
I'm being told traditionally they are, but in popular culture, they're shaped, I think, more typically as animals, mostly llamas. I mean, which they can't do that because of Fortnite. But
no,
you know, there we go.
No.
This is apparently the traditional shape for
I only knew piñata from that old Xbox game. Do you remember Viva Piñata? And they were like shaped as animals. Like you get a horse piñata and you would just beat the piñata and it was like shaped like a horse.
Oh, it's kind of terrible that they make
I know,
animal
it was kind of awful, but you know.
Well, a donkey or like kind of shape is very typical, I think, for a piñata.
Why?
But this is, and I'm looking on Wikipedia, like this is seems to be the traditional shape as like the pointed piñata.
It looks like the happy COVID to me. This is the Russian doll. I know the actual name. This is, and forgive me for my pronunciation, this is the Matryoshka.
So I believe the pronunciation
Matryoshka?
Is Matryoshka,
yeah, that one.
I think, or Matryoshka. But this is not the name of this emoji. They went with nesting dolls.
No, there's a proper Russian name for it. Why?
I know.
Why? What? Nesting dolls? Everybody just call them
Well, they don't. But a lot of people do call them nesting dolls because that is a Russian word which is hard to say and spell.
Matryoshka?
I mean, you didn't say it right,
you got what I meant, though.
Well, I got what you meant because I was looking at it. If you just said that word to me, I don't
know if
you
say prosciutto, I still know what you're talking about, even if you're not saying prosciutto. Like, I get it.
What if I said prosciutto? What would you get it then?
Yes, I would still get it. I would still get it. Like, when
I'm sorry, Federico. We don't play the game as to what it is.
When
we play
Americans
the game
come to Italy, Americans called. Always seem to think that it's grazie instead of grazie, which is always kind of fun. Anyway.
This is a nesting doll, my friend.
Nesting doll. Okay, it should be Matryoshka. This is a needle with a thread. My answer is needle. No, my answer is is it something that you guys would say? Well, I'm going for it. Threading needle. No,
incorrect. This is sewing needle.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Can we get a score update, please, Stephen?
I'm losing points.
We have 24 correct. And we have 19 wrong.
Ooh. We have, how many do we have left? Is it 22?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, 22 left.
What is this? This is like a bunch of knots. This is what Navy people would do, like to anchor like a boat at the, you know, I don't know. It looks like a, how would you call them? Like marine knots? What's the name for, like, you know?
I know. We cannot answer these questions, right? Like, okay.
We got DNA last year, right? So this is not DNA. This is like, obviously, this is not DNA. This is made of fabric.
It's that new Apple Watch band.
So it's under a microscope. It's the nylon band under a microscope.
Because I don't know, like, I'm sure there's an exact term for it. However, I will just go with knot. Yes. Yes. What was the name for, like, when people at sea make knots?
There are lots of different names for knots, like an obscene amount of names for knots.
But you get, like, as a category, there's, like, a name for it.
I don't know if there are. I think they're just called the knots, and then there are just lots of knots.
There is a name for knots that, like, people who are experts in boats and sailing knots. Is that? Yes.
Sailing knots. Sailing knots. That is it. Yeah.
Maybe they're nauticals.
That's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is not my final answer. These are flip-flops. However, there's a single one of them. So it is a flip-flop, singular. But what... My final answer is flip-flops. Oh, come on. It's not sandal, is it? Oh, no.
You're wrong. I have a significant issue with the name of this emoji, and I believe that Jeremy Burge is to blame. This is called the thong sandal. Yeah. So in Australia, a thong is one of these.
Can you spell it?
Thong, T-H-O-N-G. Like what Cisco used to sing about.
Thong sandal? Okay.
Well, you understand the shape of a thong, right?
Sure do.
And now look at the sandal. Also, I glossed over that. Excellent. That's a great answer.
Okay, sure. Okay. So this is a thong.
So I think Jeremy is to blame on this.
So
because
are you sure?
I don't think they're called thong sandals like anywhere else other than Australia.
Are you
These
sure?
These are flip-flops.
This name is not the result of some like weird youthful memory that Jeremy has? Like, I don't...
No, they are actually called... In Australia, if you say a thong to someone, you mean a flip-flop. This is a thing.
You understand how wrong this is, conceptually speaking. Like, thongs are one thing and sand... Oh, okay.
Time to move on.
Yes. Okay. So this is a. This reminds me, just because I know you guys are always interested, and if you aren't, I don't care. In the connections that my brain makes. So this reminds me at a glance of an old video game for the PS1, for the first PlayStation, where you would play as pigs going to war. Like there were. I don't know what the name was, but there was like this on the cover. So.
I think it was called Hogs of War.
Hogs of War. Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
It was also the Italian translation was so good. I know that you guys wouldn't understand, but it was like a wordplay. It was called Nati per Soffritto, which I don't know. Well, Italians will get it. It's a funny wordplay. Anyway, this is a helmet, but this is a soldier helmet. So I think it is a soldier helmet.
Final answer?
Or maybe there's some other like Australian name for it. Like I don't know.
Come on, we're going with soldier helmet.
Final answer is soldier helmet.
We're leading you. Okay, this is a military helmet.
Military, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. So close.
The next one, I know the Italian name. I don't know the English name. This is the instrument. That chicken guy from Breath of the Wild always plays in the cutscenes.
Yep. I hate those songs, by the way. They take too long.
How do you call this in English?
How do you say it in Italian? I'm just interested.
I think in Italian it's the fisarmonica.
That's nice.
I read this word somewhere before. There's a keyboard and like you move the thing and it makes a sound and it's a very peculiar sound.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm just inventing a word, the fisarmonic. I don't know.
Okay. Believe it or not, it's not right. It's the accordion.
Accordion, damn. Mm-hmm. Mm.
In Australia, it's called the thong piano.
Oh, my God.
Oh dear. What do you got next?
This is a tall bongo. I'm sure it's not. My final answer is tall bongo.
This is a long drum.
A long drum. Well, the next one. Oh, it says the crazy ones, 2020. Oh, that's fun. Come on. Okay, we get it.
It's not funny anymore.
The round pegs and the square holes, like we get it. You get it. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it was better when they put designer's bedroom on the olive. This is a coin.
That's, yes, correct.
Moneta. This is a moneta.
Mm-hmm.
This is what in Australia they call a thong handle. Like, I don't know. it's kind of shaped like one. I know. This is the boomerang. Then we have a saw.
That is incorrect.
Come on.
We are looking for a carpentry saw.
Oh, because there's a difference between... Come on. A carpentry saw?
There are lots of saws.
Yeah,
this
but
is a carpentry
like
saw.
Imagine if you were carpeting, you would say, just pass me the saw.
No.
You
not wouldn't carpet. Say, not carpet. Carpentry, like wood. It's not a carpeting saw.
Well, you wouldn't. You would say, just, hey, pass me the saw. You wouldn't say, pass me the carpentry saw.
Yeah, but like there's context. If you only work in wood and say, pass me the saw, or even then, there are lots of different saws in if you were in carpentry. But anyway,
no,
you would this just is say, called the carpentry
okay,
saw, my friend.
Then what is the next one? A electrician screwdriver? Like, I don't know. This is a screwdriver. Oh, okay. What is this?
You tell me.
This looks real dangerous. How would you use this?
However you want.
Well, this is a hook. Oh. Well, this one, I don't know the English word. I'm just going to go with... there's a word for it, I'm sure. I'm just going to go with stairs.
You don't know this word? That's interesting. This is a ladder.
A ladder. Yes, I know the word. My brain is fried.
What is the Italian word?
Scala.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. I was thinking because in Italian it's the same word. You say scale for stairs and scala singular for the ladder. So yeah, that's right. Okay, final row.
Wait, before we get to the final row, what is the score?
29 right, 25 wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait,
you
I'm behind
still have
now?
The chance to lose this one.
No, 29
no,
right.
29, 25.
25. Yep. Oh, I can still lose this.
Yes.
This is a symbol of people contained inside a box and going up and down, which, of course, if you think about it, that's an elevator. It's like a box. Okay, yeah, there you go.
So was that a premature? That wasn't going to be your final answer?
No, I was
going to
say elevator.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But I was just debating, is it lift or elevator? But I know that Americans don't say lift.
Isn't it interesting to see that? I think they kind of bailed on this one and just introduced one of the sign emojis back in, right? Like, I can't recall Apple creating a new one of these types of emoji, like that are just a symbol. And I know that they've done it because it's a sign, but I feel like they're just like, we're just going for it.
The next one, this is a mirror. That's my final answer. This is a mirror. My final answer for the next one, this is a window. Now, this instrument, I unfortunately have a lot of experience with. But I don't know how to say it in English.
What's it in Italian?
Sturatore.
Way fancy. That's a fancy word for what it is.
Stura lavandini. I don't know. Something like that. This is a declogger.
We are looking for plunger.
Oh, the plunger. Yes, it's not called declogger.
I mean, it definitely does that. You know, and again, if we're in the carpenter's saw situation again, if you said to someone in a bathroom, pass me the declogger, I think they would give you this.
Yes.
but that's not what it's called.
The plunger. Oh, this is fun. This is like from Tom and Jerry type of thing. The cartoon.
Emma in the chat is saying, this is a plunger for sinks, not toilets. I don't know what the difference is, but...
Sure.
You don't want to mix them up in your house, that's for sure.
Well, I've done it. I've used it for toilets, and let me tell you, it wasn't fun.
I use it for everything.
Wasn't fun at all.
Whatever's needed.
This is kind of funny. This is a mouse trap.
What a fantastic emoji design this one is, right? Like, because they went with a ridiculous interpretation of something that is otherwise upsetting to think about. Mm-hmm. And I think that is genius, yeah. Right? Like, if they would have just designed a standard mousetrap, it's a bit like, oh, the mousetrap. But this is hilarious. This is a Tom and Jerry-like mousetrap.
I hope that people aren't actually killing the mouse. Just trap the mouse and then release the mouse, please. Don't kill the mouse.
I have done that before.
You released the mouse or killed the mouse?
Yeah, we had a glue strip.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the sticky yes. strips, and it was in the kitchen, and the mouse stuck to it. And I felt really bad for it and was wondering, like, how do you... So I had to Google, like, how do you free the mouse? And you pour olive oil on it, and then it, like, it dissolves to glue. And so we took it outside, put it down, poured some oil on the mouse's back, and poof, off into the night. And we called him Slippery Joe.
Sure.
Because I can imagine now he's super slippery, covered in olive oil.
An olive oil-soaked mouse just roaming the streets of London. That's amazing.
That guy is, like, zipping around the town.
Slide around.
Down the tube.
He would go very fast through the tubes. That's true.
Okay. This is a bucket. This is a toothbrush. This is what you get when you die and if your family has money. This is a tombstone.
Incorrect, my friend.
No.
This is called a headstone.
Why? If they just bury your head?
I think headstones and tombstones are different sizes, I think.
Headstone feels fancier to me.
Tombstone.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Am I sure that it's called headstone? Yeah, it's what the Emoji Consortium, the Unicode Consortium have named this. But so headstone is the word that we're using.
This is a sign, but like it's a blank sign.
This is a super weird one to me.
This is literally like an empty sign. It's not a white flag because it's not a flag. This is like a sign. So my final answer is just a sign.
It's incorrect. This is called placard.
What? That's a British thing, right? Is it like another Australian thing from Jeremy? What's how do you say placard?
Placard, yeah.
This is a sign.
A placard, I don't know. It's just like a printed or handwritten notice or sign for public display, either fixed to a wall or carried during a demonstration. It's like a particular like type of sign.
Okay. All right. The next one I know, this is the transgender flag. And the last one, well... These are symbols for genders, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't... Do they call the emoji symbol? Or do you just use the word? My final answer is gender symbol.
Incorrect. This is the transgender symbol.
Okay.
Now, this is a particularly interesting emoji because I was looking into this because I was a little confused as to why the transgender flag and a transgender symbol came at the same time, especially because all of these symbols, again, it's that old style of emoji. So I looked into it. The transgender symbol was approved as part of Unicode 4.1 in 2005 under the name, and this is old Unicode name, male with stroke and male and female sign. But was not added to Emoji 13.0 until 2020. So it kind of just sat unused. But I think they needed to add it back in so they could create the Zwidge. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
So for flag. So the actual transgender flag is the transgender symbol and the flag emoji combined makes the transgender symbol. So I believe they had to bring the old transgender symbol emoji, which wasn't called transgender symbol, it's called male with stroke and male and female sign, back into emoji or into emoji for the first time having been approved as part of Unicode so they could combine it with the flag and create the transgender flag. So that's why it's here.
All right. Okay. So what's my final score?
37 to 29.
Hey, you did
it. I won again.
You did good this year.
Undisputed champion as always. Yes.
Against
who? I am the law. You could be. And I choose the emoji. Yes. Ah. Oh. Wow, that feels good.
You did good this year. You did good this year.
Well, I think these are relatively easy emoji this time around.
I think this was easier than last year.
This was easier. Last year we got some really weird things.
With the grandpa sipping urn.
That was weird. Yeah, these are easy ones. There's a few ones that obviously I struggle with international food especially. But yeah, 30, what did you say, 37 to 29?
37 to 29.
Awesome. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Where's my prize?
So bubble tea, whenever you want one.
No.
That you can drink in a hut with a worm.
Please do not ever walk up to me holding a bubble tea.
Well, I may do, and I'm going to say, take a sip, Grandpa.
Well, just bring a change of clothes then, because I like it. Don't do it. Like, don't. Oh, God. No.
They're really good, Federico. I genuinely think you would like it.
Yeah, this is like when people go to restaurants and they'd be like, oh, you got to try escargots. They're awesome. No, just you're eating snails.
It's not as gross as escargot.
Don't do that. Like, I don't get it when people eat super gross things and then they try to tell you as fancy food.
It's really not super gross. Like, I'm telling you, like...
Those are insects at the bottom.
No, they're not. You think that. It's tapioca. It's like sugar.
Well, they look like that. Yeah, see the...
Trust me on this. But anyway, congratulations, Federico. You've survived another Jeremy's. And we do still have a Jeremy's for next year because another set of emoji was actually approved. It's a smaller set, but we will still be able to do a Jeremy's in 2021. We did mention on our last episode that we were going to do some Apple Watch stuff. I've been wearing an Apple Watch for the past week. But we're going to hold that for next time. So that will include some expanded thoughts on me having worn an Apple Watch every day for the last 2 weeks again and actually tried to embrace it to be the device it's supposed to be rather than just leaving it and doing it disturbed all the time. And it also gives you two another week to come up with some things that you would like me to try out with the Apple Watch to try and increase my experience with it. So we'll talk about that next week.
So I think that's it. If you want to find links to the emoji that Federico picked, they've been the chapter art for the last hour or so, but there's also some links in the show notes.
And also, if you want to find them now, like if now's the time you've decided to go and look, I think you've made a mistake.
You've missed the point. But there's also links to Sticky Widgets and that weird Harry Potter game on the website at relay.fm/connected/314. While you're there, there's some fun activities you can take part of. You can send us an email with feedback or follow-up, or you can become a member and get Connected Pro, which is a ad-free, longer version of the show, each and every week. This week, Federico told us about the name of his first pet and his lifelong dream. It was really something. If you want to find us online, you can do that too. Mike is on Twitter. IMYKE. Mike is the host of a bunch of podcasts. Mike, who would you want to make a podcast with that you don't currently?
I hate this one.
Mm-hmm.
MKBHD. I mean, I'm just going to say it.
He has a podcast.
So? That's not the question. You said, who would you like to make a podcast with that you don't currently?
Okay.
That was the question.
You can find Federico online as Vitici, V-I-T-I-C-C-I. He is the editor-in-chief of MacStories.net, which will be home of his iOS 14 review when it's done being edited. I think everyone's looking forward to that very much. Federico, I have a question for you. What is your favorite breakfast food?
Well, I'm really stumped. Favorite.
These questions are difficult sometimes.
Favorite. Well... I'm just going to go with the classics here. I would say a cornetto, which would be a croissant, I guess, filled with chocolate. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
If I had to choose like that. Filled with Nutella, oh my gosh, yeah, even better. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter as ISMH in my writing over at 512pixels.net. I'd like to thank our sponsors this week, Pingdom and Squarespace. Until next time, gentlemen, say goodbye.
Arrivederci.
Cheerio.
Bye, y'all.